You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I discussed polling with the Executive Director of UMR Research, Stephen Mills, and we chatted about the accuracy of the recent polls we have seen and how they are carried out. I wanted to know how accurate the results we were seeing were and what the impacts of those may have been.
Well, I think, you know, overall in New Zealand, there's been some, you know, volatile results, you know, different results in campaigns. We used to have a lot more research agencies doing polling, which actually sort of makes it easier for everybody because you can see, you know, kind of more of a trend across them, and the poll of polls and you average all the results is on much larger samples. But overall, you know, while there's probably been some nervousness at times in the last week of campaigns, there's been no systemic polling failure in New Zealand in the last time that I've been involved in politics. So both of those are Reed Research, which does the News Hub one, and Colmar Brunton, you know, well-established polls, and you know, I have no doubt they were professionally conducted. So just
how are these polls carried out?
Well, the it does vary now. The Colmar Brunton one is a telephone poll. It's of landline phones, and the News Hub one is a mix, three quarters of the sample, 750. It's a telephone survey, and it's a hybrid with 250 of the sample from online sample.
Do you think that by having a landline poll, which potentially at the moment or in our current sort of digital climate has potential to be inaccurate?
Theoretically, but they haven't failed in New Zealand yet. Generally, internationally, there's been more of a move towards online, but there's issues with online as well and getting representative populations. I mean, this is kind of like not particularly interesting stuff, I guess, but in the landline survey, the challenge is whether the person you get who's got a landline is different from the exact demographic equivalent who has only got a cell phone. And in New Zealand, anyway, that does not seem to be the case yet, that landline surveys have proved accurate in political polls up to the last one in 2014.
Also, advanced voting has now begun. Does that have an impact on the results of the polls?
Well, you take that into account. You'd ask people if they'd already voted and feed that in, so it should actually make them more accurate, because at least this very, or only be, even now, probably a relatively small part of the sample, but that will be people who've, you know, whose vote has actually happened rather than somebody whose vote is an intention, which could change.
Right, yes, some of those swinging people, which we're actually seeing more of this election, I've heard.
But this election's just amazing. You know, like since it was turned on its head by Materia Ture's speech on welfare and the personal revelations about her benefit fraud when she was a young woman, and then the Jacinda Ardern accession to the Labor leadership, you've had, you know, ranges, the Labor votes being a low of 23 and a high of 44. You know, Nationals varied the most stable probably between 39 and 47. The Greens have varied in polls between 4 and 15, and New Zealand First between 6 and 16, and that's all in about, you know, a month.
It's extremely difficult to tell what's going to happen, isn't it? Anything really could even happen within the next week, so.
Yeah, well, look, at this stage, I think in the American presidential election, I'm pretty sure that, you know, even, you know, with some issues there, that Hillary Clinton was certainly ahead with 7 to 10 days to go before that last FBI revelation that she was under investigation again. So I think, you know, any sort of major event and what is clearly a highly volatile electorate could have quite significant impact, even, you know, with the early voting that's occurred.
And when these kind of events happened, like Materia Ture and the rise, I suppose, of Jacinda Mania, did you believe that there was just going to be a spike and then it might go back to normal, or was... were you expecting that these polls would, you know, be so volatile and then, but really stay where they are? I mean, with Labor at the moment, they've stayed up and they continue to rise.
Like almost everyone sort of working in the kind of political commentary field, I think we've just been getting everything wrong for the last few years. I certainly expected, I mean, I didn't expect the Green vote to go down anything like it did. It was, you know, given that they'd been kind of about 10%. Or more in polls for many years, to go down under 5 just seemed extraordinary to me. But even then, I expected them to come back. I think that is the case. I I think the balance of all kind of polling now shows that the green votes has recovered and they are safely over the 5% level, but you know, would have been tough for them.
I actually saw, I wanted to get your take on this. I saw a story yesterday about Muffin Break, who does a bean poll where they give their customers who buy a coffee each get a coffee bean, and they put it just, they have a little sort of system next to the counter where they put their coffee bean and who they're voting for, and Muffin Break's been doing that, I think they said, for 15 years and have never been wrong. so they say
claim, yeah, I mean, the Tauranga Boys High was one that used to always claim they were right, and if you looked at it closely, it hardly ever was. You know, I wouldn't rely on it, mind you. I mean, All polling it has become more difficult in the last, 10, 15 years. It's, become a more challenging exercise. But I still think a scientifically conducted poll is a much better way, especially when you kind of average them out to take account of the differences between them in methodology and timing, and just the fact that, you know, on the sheer error basis, some will be kind of a little bit off, that you do get a much, that's still the best way of finding out, especially in New Zealand. You know, there's a lot of talk about how polling has had its problems, and it certainly has in a couple of overseas elections, particularly the British one, where Cameron beat Ed Miliband, not the last one, but the one before that. But, you know, there hasn't been that failure in New Zealand. And in between, there's been still some very accurate, the 2016 election in Australia, which was held just not long before the American presidential election, that was absolutely dead right. The polls were right in the last British election, picked up that Corbyn surge. So, now, there's some issues for the industry, but I still think I would go for polls rather than bean counts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.